It's wrinkled sheets.
It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to wrinkled sheets. What the sheet?
Wow.
What? Yeah. It took a while. We came down here already. We're pumped, ready to go. Like, hey, let's do this. And then the computer was in update mode. And nothing frustrates Janet more
than waiting.
Than waiting.
Period. I hate waiting for
things. She hates waiting on her period. Is that what you said?
No.
What?
I don't like waiting at all for anything ever. Please. Don't make me wait.
And the computer makes it even worse for you because you're like, I was ready to do this.
I was in my mojo mode.
And I don't even know why it's updating, but it is. It's still updating, but we're going to record anyway because
hopefully it doesn't jack up, right?
Hopefully. If I see anything kind of.
See, that will frustrate you.
Yes. If anything starts to go wobbly on here, I will just. Let us know, and I will stop and save, and we could at least add to it or start over, whatever. But yes, we are back. Hallelujah. It's all last time we recorded.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Yeah, Eminem is back. Shady's back.
Wrinkled sheets, babe.
Wrinkled shady sheets are back. Shady wrinkled.
That's me hitting my head on the microphone.
Shady stained sheets are back.
Really?
What? I don't just. I've called improvising.
Okay.
Okay.
That's called disgusting.
So what's going on? What's new? Let me turn you up just a little bit. All right, because you're way away from your mic. Pull yourself. Actually, pull your mic over closer towards you.
I hit it when I do that.
I know, but you got to be close to it. There you go. Okay, say something.
Hi.
That's much too goddamn loud. And you knew that was going to happen. Why?
I'm a smartass.
Oh, good God. All right. Okay, try it now.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. We're still going. All right, we're going. We were going to do a Wrinkled Sheets podcast for Mother's Day yesterday. We had all kind of planned on it, and then it got too late.
I introduced Steve to Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, Cards Against Humanity. For you that don't know, it is a card game, hence the word cards in the name Cards Against Humanity. And it is one of the foulest, filthiest, most disgusting games I've ever played in my life with a 13-year-old looking on.
He only was looking on for like 5 minutes, but it was very uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable.
I was like, can you go away, please? Hey, mama, can you make him go away,
please? Do you want to describe the game for people that don't know? And And you can't get this game anywhere, right?
You have to buy it online.
But stores don't carry this disgusting, vile game.
No.
Okay.
Did you hate it?
No, I enjoyed playing it, but I could just tell it was
dirty.
It's dirty. It's like, really dirty.
So you go around table, and first of all, the person that pooped last goes first. That lets you know. That sets the tone.
Is that a real rule, or is that just something?
Yeah, that's in the instructions.
It is. Okay. Yes. Because I thought it might be something the people whose house we were, that was just their way to start the game.
No.
And so Janet got to start the game.
So, no. I'm all ready to talk and not even listening to you. And
so what are you going to say?
So the person that starts picks a black card. And this black card has a statement on it with a blank and sometimes two blanks.
Right.
And the rest of the players have seven white cards with different sayings on them.
And the white cards are the ones that you play.
That you use to fill in the blanks. So here's an example.
Okay.
Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the door and there is blank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the person... played an argument with Richard Dawkins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is. Who's Richard Dawkins? Or here's another one. That's right, I killed blank. How, you ask? Blank. So the cards that won were. That's right, I killed Nickelback. How, you ask? Vigilante justice.
And those are the two answers are on separate cards.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had those cards, you get to play those.
And we were playing with like a wide variety of ages.
Yeah. I mean, wide variety of ages.
22-year-old up to I don't know how old grandpa is.
I don't know. He was on oxygen.
Yes.
I worry about...
He goes to dialysis a couple times
does
a
he?
Week. Yes.
Okay. But he had some of the best answers.
He's a little pervy.
He's a little pervy. And part of the game is knowing who has the card, the question card, you know that kind of person might...
What's going to make
that pervy person pick you as
laugh.
The winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I won like probably 75% of yours.
Yeah, because you had some really disgusting answers.
I know. And I won the game.
I know. So the people were like, won't you just give it to her? Because I think they thought you were just kicking me under the table, like, pick mine.
I wasn't. I swear to gosh. I know you. I know your sense of humor sometimes.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
After the game?
Yeah. Pervy. Apparently.
Not as pervy as Grandpa, though.
Grandpa was pervy.
Whoa.
All right. But it was fun. So check out Cards for Humanity. Cards Against Humanity. I don't know. I tried to block it out of my head.
You don't want to buy it and have people over and play with us?
No, because that means they won't get out of my house.
Steve hates having people over.
I hate having people over.
I love
if it's
like,
not my family.
Down
if it's
playing
not
cards.
My family, I don't want them here. I don't mean that in a bad way. I like people. Some people. Few people.
Minimal people. Be honest, babe. Be honest.
Well, I just like to be able to go. You know what I mean? Like, if you have a party at your house,
I want to go to bed.
You have to get people out of your house. And sometimes that can be a hard task.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Have you ever had people that you just like,
yeah.
How do you kick them out? I mean,
yeah.
Especially once the alcohol starts to flow and next they're chatty and you're like,
to be alcohol.
You have got to go.
I've got some chatty girlfriends that come over and it's just like, all right, I'm tired.
And you're starting the story again, but from a different perspective.
Yeah. But we had fun. We had a good Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of an eventful weekend in Colorado. We had some tornado action.
We did.
Kind of crazy. What's that noise? Do you hear that? It's like some pounding happening.
It's not the dog rolling down the stairs or something, is it?
I don't think so.
Did you close the door on him?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Might be just him bumping on the door.
Yeah, so there's some crazy tornadoes that hit Colorado this weekend, which some of the pictures don't even look like they could be real.
We got hit by, massive.
We did not.
Colorado
it's like
did.
2.5 hours north of us, right?
Yeah, but we heard the sirens.
No, we didn't. Not for...
We did hear the sirens.
We heard sirens, but it wasn't for the big tornado.
It wasn't?
No, the big tornado happened Saturday.
Oh, I'm confused, because we all ran outside because we heard the...
The cat is freaked out by that.
Look at the cat's face, look.
Like, what the hell?
Podcat, you okay?
And you got a new phone. You got a phone upgrade.
Yeah.
That's huge news.
Transition. Yeah, I got a new iPhone 6S Plus, and the 128 gigabyte.
Crazy.
I got the great big one. And then somebody said to me, oh, you're going to love it. And you know what's going to be great? When the 7 comes out and it's going to have face stabilization on the camera and all this stuff, and it's going to be just like, and so I wrote back, you mean I should have waited until the 7? And I got back, ha, 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 well, maybe.
Who knows?
God. So every time you get something, it's like, it's outdated.
Yeah, it takes 2 seconds. But I found an article that I wanted to share with you. It's 5 ways to charge your iPhone 6S faster.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah, some of this you probably already know. So the number one is switch to airplane mode.
Mm-hmm.
That's super duh. Use a 2.1 amp wall charger, so like the iPad charger.
I use the iPad most of the time.
Yeah. Turn your phone face down.
Why?
Next time you're charging your iPhone 6S, make sure your phone is face down. Why? Keeping your phone on its face will prevent notifications from lighting up your screen and further save battery life. According to iPhone Hacks, keeping your phone face down when you're not using it can save your battery life by an additional hour.
Who knew?
I didn't.
I did not know.
The next one is keep it in low power mode.
Uh-huh.
And then the last one is charge your iPhone in room temperature conditions.
And does it say why on that?
Turns out that the cold climate is bad news for the lithium-ion battery of your iPhone 6S. Given that some users have problems with their iPhones overheating, charging your phone outside on a sweltering day is not to be recommended either. According to a study by Battery University, who knew there
battery
was Battery
University.
University?
Who knew?
If your iPhone's lithium-ion battery is exposed to temperatures over 86 degrees Fahrenheit, it will stress the materials and diminish its lifespan.
Now, you don't charge your battery all the time. You don't. Like, I walk around and charge mine constantly. Get in the car, plug it in. Get in the house, plug it in. And you don't do that.
No.
You like for it to die and then charge?
Not die. It rarely completely dies. But it'll, like, it depends on the day. Like, I haven't charged it since I woke up this morning, and I'm still at 52%. Because work days, I don't jack with my phone. But, like, on the weekend, mm-hmm. I'll notice, like, on a Saturday, like, I'll be at, like, 25% by 6 p.m.
I think mine goes down faster because I have more stuff. Like, my, like you always go, your phone's blowing up.
Yes, you have notifications. You have, like, 5 notifications for one thing. Like, someone posts on your Facebook page, you get an email, a text, a Facebook notification, and then I'm pretty sure that there's also a tone and, like, some blinking lights.
No, hey, now you're just making
Facebook,
shit up.
Facebook, Facebook, Facebook.
And then you go, your phone's blowing up. You like to tell me that.
I do.
Your phone's blowing up.
I'm sorry. I look down and I'm like, wow.
But I think that's mine because I've got, like, you know, 100,000 followers on Twitter now.
Oh, congratulations. And
thank you very much. See how I slipped that in there?
Yeah, totally.
Actually, I have 100,300.
How did that happen?
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
And those, every time somebody likes something or retweets something, I get a notice on that. And I think those kind of things suck the battery down.
They do. Those are notifications. I turned off my Twitter notifications.
What notifications do you get?
Facebook, text, and Fox News. All my other notifications, like Instagram, I don't get notified. Snapchat, I don't get notified when anyone tweets at me.
I got an Amber Alert the other day and it scared the poop out of me.
I do get Amber Alerts.
It's a completely
alerts.
Different sound. I've never gotten one before. It's a completely different, like, yeah.
That kind of sounded like a goat, but, like, it's like,
yeah. Amber the goat has been kidnapped.
Hi, Rain. The cat is just, like, longingly
wants you to
loving me. Speaking of love, I forgot that Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes were together.
How could you forget that happy couple?
Because I didn't agree with it when I first found out.
I don't like her. She is not right for him.
But they just had their second baby.
I guess she's right for him.
I guess she must have a magical vagina.
Vajayjay.
Yeah, so congratulations to them.
Her vajayjay isn't rusty.
Wow.
What?
In other celebrity news, Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne are splitting up after 16 years of marriage. Is that right?
33.
Oh, there we go.
Where did you see 16?
I don't know. I think I
are
made that one
up. Are you just pulling that out of your butt?
I'm drinking water, too. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, 33 years of marriage, and he's going off the deep end again.
He disappeared.
But he was found again.
For sure?
Yeah.
What's it say?
It says that Ozzy Osbourne has resurfaced after going MIA amid reports that wife Sharon Osbourne had kicked him out of the house for allegedly having an affair with a hairstylist.
Oh.
But he still has his wedding ring on. He definitely doesn't look like he's seen a hairstylist in a while. And he made a statement saying that he's not fallen off the wagon. He has been sober for 3 1/4 years.
16 years.
No, 3 1/4. And he hasn't touched drugs or alcohol in that time.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but
so, what does it say where he was or
no
spotted
details
or okay? Because the story this morning was that he had been kicked out, was in Beverly Hills Hotel, like Beverly Hilton, I think, and then went missing from that, and his kids couldn't find him, and they were freaking out.
So he's,
I guess
kind of,
he's been, he's kind of, I can't remember this man, this is going to be by himself.
He's like a boxer that got hit in the head too many times.
I don't know how he took care of himself. He was on the wrong shit. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, poor guy.
I know how he feels.
Why?
Huh?
Why do you know how Ozzy Osbourne feels?
I can understand the.
Are you cheating on me with a hairstylist?
Look at my hair. Have I ever seen a hairstylist?
Nope.
Okay.
You got roots. not the good kind.
I got like Kunta Kinte roots. Look.
Montrose, Colorado was recently in the news.
What happened in Montrose, Colorado?
So there's a new manager of a Colorado funeral home in Montrose, and this manager's trying to find relatives for the cremated remains of about 170 people that were left in the building's basement after going unclaimed. Yeah, so Matt Boyle said he moved Rose Memorial Parlor into the Montrose building in October and found the cremains. I've never even heard that word during renovations. Some of the remains
sounds like a candy.
Have no name.
Try new cremains.
And no way to identify who they belong to or when the person died. Some of them date back all the way to 1947. Yeah.
I saw that story earlier, and I didn't read the whole thing. I just saw the story, and it made it sound like they had found 170 bodies in the bottom of this funeral home.
And that is not the case.
And that is completely, this story that you're reading to me
totally
is completely different. This is like, this is people that got other people cremated and they didn't want to claim them.
Right. And they said that
that's not unusual.
Any of the remains that aren't claimed by May 29th will be included in a multi-denominational service at a cemetery. That's really nice of them to do.
Yeah.
What if you were in that pile of people? I guess you wouldn't know.
Well, it could be people that had been indigent and just died on the streets or homeless.
We do have a lot of homeless people here. Stop moving here.
Yeah. And some people don't ever go claim their ashes. Like, they can't deal with the fact. They don't want to face it. They don't want to know what to do with them. And so they just leave them.
I guess. Why?
Would you leave my ashes?
At the funeral home?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah? What would you do with them?
I would go to Hawaii and sprinkle them on Waikiki Beach.
You would
go
to Hawaii on my insurance money?
No, what? Wait, wow, gold digger, what? No. Oh my gosh.
Isn't that what you just said? If I died, you'd go to Hawaii?
To spread your ashes, because it's your favorite place in the world.
True. And then I'd go down dat.
I'd go down to Pearland.
Uh-huh.
Spread your ashes there.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of ashes, my dad died. On a happier note, I guess was... That's a weird transition, wasn't it?
Yes.
I don't know
where you're
going. It's not a happier note.
It
was 1 year ago, May 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was cremated. This is where I was going with that.
Yes.
He was cremated. And my brother sprinkled some of his ashes in Pearland and down on the grave. And then he gave me some. He left some for me to spread in the mountains. And he told me, he goes, I left dad's ashes in a jar in the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. So we haven't been to the cabin since then. So when we go to the cabin, there's going to be a jar of ashes.
My dad.
In the cabin. But that wasn't where I was going with that. Because my mom, she said that when dad got cremated, Mike gave her a necklace that has ashes in it. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And we were talking the other day about on the day of the...
Sorry.
She just bangs the shit out of that.
Dude, I punched the microphone.
Constantly. And she has a degree in broadcasting. So she was saying, though, that she loves that necklace because that makes her feel really close. Like going to the gravesite does not give her the same feeling.
Like, as that necklace.
Yeah, because she said sometimes it makes her sad to go to the gravesite, and other times it doesn't, but the necklace makes her feel closer than the
gravesite. I guess that would make sense. Is it in a special shape?
Yeah, it's like I've never seen it, but it's in a, I guess it's in a little locket or canister or something, you know, whatever little.
So would you want me to do that with your ashes?
Would you want to do that with my ashes?
I think so. I love you.
And you'd want me to be around your neck forever?
Close to my heart?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That is. You know what my grandma did?
What?
No ashes involved, but she took her wedding band and my grandfather's wedding band and made them into a necklace where the bands like were soldered together.
Uh-huh.
And she wore that around her neck on special occasions.
Oh, so it was made like a number 8 or
yes.
something? Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. I thought that was a cool idea.
Yeah. And what happened to that ring now that she's passed?
It's in my jewelry box.
Oh.
It was one of the things I was like, I don't care. You guys keep the furniture. You deal with the house. I want that necklace.
You never wear it?
I know. I don't want anything to happen to it. I wear it to special occasions.
This, for you people listening, she has this thing where she won't use things because she's afraid
bad things will happen.
Bad
to
things
them.
Will happen, or she'll run out. Like she has not eaten a box of cookies that I brought back from China on my trip to China several months ago because she loves these cookies so much.
I know.
She doesn't want to run out of them, so she doesn't eat them.
So then they go bad.
And then they go bad.
I know. I know. I know, people. I'm weird. I'm weird. But speaking of weirdos in the world.
Police believed
that a 31-year-old who swiped 12 pieces of underwear from a clothing line. Hold on. I don't know what happened to the story. It went away. So a man stole 200 bras and pants to satisfy a sexual desire. What is that? Why are you snapping at me? I don't understand what happened. It's not showing me the whole article. Well, that sucks.
Well, somebody lost pants and bras.
Yeah.
Moving on to the next story. Ow. If anybody knows anything about pants and bras, please contact us here at Wrinkled Sheets. We have no idea what happened to pants and bras.
If you steal pants and bras for please, sexual desire,
please contact Cards Against Humanity.
In Fort Collins, they had the Undie Run.
Speaking of underwear, there's people running in their underwear.
Yeah, in Fort Collins, Colorado State University students went ahead with Friday's annual Undie Run despite opposition from university officials. The event started as an end-of-semester clothing donation drive, but has devolved over 6 years into a raucous gathering.
Devolved?
It's devolved, I promise.
De-evolved?
Devolved.
Yeah.
Yeah, according to... this news site, university police say there were no serious incidents as students ran about in their underwear.
No serious incidents.
Wonder how many pregnancies will come of that. University officials said in a campus-wide email that it will trash all clothing discarded in the event.
They canceled it.
But it still happened.
Oh.
Were you not listening to me?
Yeah, I was listening.
Liar.
I was still thinking about the bra bandit.
No, I couldn't find it. I looked.
No, I remember seeing that story that the school that's been going on for years, and the school was like, "No, we're going to cancel it because it's bad. Something
it's
could go wrong. Sexual harassment. There could be whatever.
Oh,
you know, we've devolved into that. That everything is, you know,
it's a new word.
Political. This is our safe space." We are in our safe space down here. Don't trigger me with those kind of stories.
So, in Beijing...
Beijing. And what happened in Beijing? They found the underwear bandit. What?
No. Chinese live streaming video websites announced that female broadcasters are being banned from seductively eating bananas as part of a crackdown on pornography. Regulations handed down as part of a Ministry of Culture investigation into inappropriate and erotic online content requires popular streaming site Douyu Panda TV to monitor all of the live streams they host for banned content, including pornography and violence. The content the sites are seeking to block from broadcast include female live streamers seductively eating bananas.
Hmm.
Female live streamers are also being banned from wearing stockings and suspenders while appearing on camera.
I'm not watching the news anymore then. If they can't eat a banana seductively...
Then you're out.
I'm out. Yeah. I ate a banana very seductively the other day, by the way. I don't know if you probably didn't see it in the vlog.
No, I missed it.
But
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was eating a banana, and on our Wrinkled Sheets vlog that we do, I actually was eating a banana, and then it dawned on me that I should point out the fact I don't care if people think this looks weird. Because you ever, and I said on the vlog how people will tease, remember in school when they tease you when you're eating a banana?
No.
And you never got teased for eating a banana?
Mm-mm.
You didn't eat a banana at school? You didn't eat bananas until just recently.
No, I would eat bananas, but I would always like break them off and eat pieces. So
that people wouldn't make fun of you.
No, I don't think that was it. I don't think my mind even went there.
You never deep-throated a banana in the cafeteria?
No, Steve, I never deep-throated a banana in the cafeteria. Really?
Yeah.
You did?
No.
I feel like you're lying.
No, but I did on the vlog. So if anybody wants to go back through our vlogs and... No, that's not true. I just made the comment.
They're going to ban our vlogs in Beijing.
I just made the comment in the vlog about how I don't care. You can make fun of me anytime you want to. I'm eating bananas because I love bananas. I don't care.
Papa don't care.
Papa don't care. But you now have started liking bananas.
I do.
This is...
New.
New. This is a new thing. You went from, I don't like bananas. You told me that because I'll buy them for you, but I don't like them. And now I came home and you're like two bunches. You bought the big bunches of bananas.
I know.
So what happened?
I don't know. I just had one day and I was like, well, this is delightful.
It was that simple, huh?
Bam. It was. Huh. I am that simple. That simple. Yeah.
Just a banana kind of girl.
Don't turn it that way. Don't even.
That
no.
You're a banana kind of girl?
Stop it. I want to play a game with you.
Oh, which one? Cards Against Humanity.
No, Two Truths and a Lie.
Oh, this is what you've been playing on your podcast.
Yes, and I'm not going to go through all 10 with you.
Okay.
But
we're going to play, wait, ready? One, two, three.
Two Truths and a Lie. I'll just go through a few. You have, of the three statements, you have to guess which one is a lie.
Okay.
All right. My first car was a Honda Accord.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in 3 car wrecks while driving.
Mm-hmm.
Only 1 accident involved another car.
And which one of those is a lie?
That's what you're supposed to guess.
I'm going to say only 1 involved another car.
Nope. My first car was a Geo Metro.
Oh.
Wow. Oh. I have been in 3 wrecks driving. And only 1 of those accidents involved another car. Hydroplaning was a bitch when I was learning to drive.
So only you had 3 wrecks, but only with 1 car. What were the other 2 wrecks?
No, they only of the 3 wrecks, only 1 accident involved another car.
I know. So what'd you hit other than
A ditch?
Uh-huh.
And then a row of mailboxes.
Was that on accident or is that just
No, it was hydroplaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did it hurt your car? Or you just keep driving?
No, like when I hit the ditch, the car was fine. When I hit the mailboxes, I was in my grandma's Ford F-150 1986 truck.
Mm-hmm.
It totally survived.
Just plowed over the mailboxes?
Yeah.
Did you stop and go, I'm sorry about your mailboxes, I'll pay for it.
The guy was so super nice. He's like, this happens all the time. This corner, people come around it too fast and they...
Why didn't he move the mailboxes back a few feet or move them down just a few feet?
I don't know. I'm just glad he didn't like cement them in. Can you imagine?
They were on metal poles instead of just...
I know. Rah. Another one.
Okay.
My first job was at Dairy Queen.
Uh-huh.
I've had 3 jobs at one time.
Mm-hmm.
I met the Beav from Leave It to Beaver while waitressing in Branson, Missouri.
The first one's a lie.
Good job. I never worked at Dairy Queen.
No.
Yeah.
Want to do another one?
Yes, one more. Let's see. My first pet's name was Sad Eyes. I had a hamster named Muffins, and I had 2 water frogs as pets in college.
The last one's a lie.
Nope. I had 2 water frogs as pets in college.
Oh.
When I moved to Colorado, I had to leave them in Missouri, and my parents killed them a few years
after. Did that make you sad?
It did. But they were like maybe an inch big.
Uh-huh.
There were 2 of them. And I had to feed them bloodworms every week.
Yeah. How long did you have them?
I had them for about 4 years. Yeah.
And they never grew bigger than?
Uh-uh.
No?
They were just little bitty water frogs.
Where did you get them?
One of my summers in between school semesters, a girlfriend and I had an apartment together and she worked at a pet shop. She had... sugar gliders. We had lovebirds.
What are sugar gliders?
They're like squirrels, but like their arms are connected to their feet, like a bat kind of, it looked like.
A flying squirrel.
Yeah, flying squirrels.
Like Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Yeah, okay, but they're called sugar gliders.
Uh-huh.
And the freakiest thing happened one weekend. She was out of town, and the sugar gliders got out, and they were
flew
like,
away.
No, they were in the apartment, but it was like they were in my sheets. I couldn't find. Oh, it's creepy. But
how did
anyway,
they get out?
The cage was. She didn't latch the cage properly.
Uh-huh.
I didn't mess with the sugar gliders because I was like, I don't know about these.
You think
things.
They were smart enough to go? The cage has been unlocked.
I don't.
If I
know.
Raise this, we can escape and get in the sheets.
But those were like high maintenance pets because she had to like cut up fruit for them and very high maintenance. But when we were moving out, she's like, "Do you want to keep the water frogs?" And I was like, "Well, yes, I do. That would be great."
And then your parents killed them.
Mm-hmm.
They forgot to feed them? Is that why they died?
Or? I don't want to know. I haven't asked for details. Huh. Like, I don't know. I don't want to know what happened to the
So is that the frogs. Strangest pet you've ever had? Or
yes.
Living in the holler, did you have any kind of like
no.
possums or anything like that?
Not as pets. Oh. No. I remember the first time I saw a possum.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming out my front door to go to the bus stop. And I looked to the right and I was like, oh my God, it's a big rat. And I ran inside and woke my parents up because they never got up with me. I always got myself up for school. And they're like, what are you talking
about? Well, they were tired from
about?
Killing your water frogs.
And I was like, there's a big rat. And my mom comes out and she's like, oh my gosh, Janet, that's a possum. I was like, I've only seen those dead on the side of the road. I didn't know.
Did it keep coming at you or did it just walk away or did it do the...
There was some hissing involved. Yeah. Yeah. But no, weirdest pet was water frogs. I know you've had like rats and snakes and...
Ugh. I've never had snakes.
Oh, I thought you had snakes once.
No, I've had rats.
Ugh.
I've had rats, hamsters, mice.
Lizards?
I've had... Yes.
I thought there was a reptile.
Yeah, I've had lizards, but they were just... I'd catch lizards in the yard, you know, mm-hmm. like that. But I had... in Texas, we'd catch those horn toad, the little... Flat horn toads.
Mm-hmm.
We'd catch those, and they spit blood at you. They do. When you first catch them, they're like,
"Ew."
Yeah, but they were.
Gross.
They're. I don't remember any of them dying on us. I just remember at one point you're like,
"I think they
we should
live
we just turn these
time.
Loose. We probably just turn these loose."
I think they live a long time.
Horn toads do.
Yeah. Did you catch like turtles and like put nail polish on their back and let them go a couple days later?
No, but we did catch turtles. We
you
did.
Didn't paint their back with
I did.
Your name?
For a while, I caught, I don't know if you ever even knew this, I caught two turtles, box turtles, and turned them loose in the backyard here.
I think I recall this when we first started dating.
Might have told you, but they just disappeared. But I have a fence around the whole yard. So. So
are
they either
slow, sneaky guys.
So they either dug out and got away, or they've under something, you know. But I don't know what they'd be under, or they got into the rocks, the pile of rocks, which are the pond rocks.
Maybe.
But either way, I haven't seen them in 6-7 years.
Yeah,
at least 7 years.
I think they're gone. They're gone. I was always nervous because I was afraid we'd get a snapping turtle. My mother was. Supposedly good at determining if it was a snapping turtle or not. I don't think she actually was. She tried to pick up a snake once. Freaked me out.
What's wrong with that? Mary Lou. Mary Lou told...
What?
What? Why you give me that?
Did
what?
She find a snake?
Yeah, she found a snake in her garden.
Oh.
Our friend Mary Lou.
Sorry, I hit the microphone again.
She found a... she freaked out. Went and got her boyfriend John. She said he came out there and goes... Oh, it's just a garden snake and picked it up. She's like, don't bring it over here. Don't put it
no.
on me. And so she said she Googled. I go, was it big? She was about a foot long, over a foot long. She goes, those things get up to 4 foot long. Feet long. I'm like, yep, they can get big.
Pooh Bear, I think I've told you this story, but when I first got Pooh Bear, I lived in my grandma's basement. And I worked like from 4 p.m. till like 3 a.m. as a waitress.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home from work late one night. You know, grandma's asleep. I'm going down to the basement. I turn on the light and I see what looks like a shoestring. And Pooh Bear had caught a baby snake.
And brought it in the house?
No, she didn't live outside. So the snake was inside. You don't even understand the nightmares I had. Oh.
There's snakes in the house.
Mm-hmm. But it made me feel better that Pooh Bear would kill them.
Did she? Or did she just...
I didn't die. It was a garter snake. And in the fall, when it would start to get cold, we would get mice
mm-hmm.
in the house until I got Pooh Bear. But I remember one time I woke up in the middle... Well, it was probably like 1 o'clock in the afternoon because I'm getting off work so late and you understand.
Yeah.
Totally. I live in the basement, so it's dark. So I turn on my bedroom light and there's a mouse on my TV just looking at me. That freaked me out. Like I could hear them
in the walls.
Yeah, in the walls. And I had like cabinet doors all on one side of the room. And I could hear them and I got used to that. But like you come face to face with a mouse and you're like, what the heck? There's mice traps everywhere. I'm like, oh my God.
Did it freak you out living like that a little bit? Because when I was up in my house in North Glen at one point, it got, I want to say, infested. Mm. I mean, like I would turn on the light and you'd see one run across the floor. You'd go into the bathroom, turn a light, dart under, you know.
Oh my.
And I had to have an exterminator come out. And
yeah.
We caught, like, I swear to God, like 30 or 40 of them in the walls.
Ours were never that bad.
But then where I was going with this is we watched the vlog with Fleur and Mike. And they're constantly catching mice in
there. It's because they live in the country.
I know. But they're always like, oh, look, another mouse is in the house. Oh, look.
That's how it was. My grandma lived out in the country.
It freaked me out. But
I just got used to the noise.
But we watched this vlog and they're like, oh, look, get me a cup. There's another mouse. Like, what?
We weren't humane. Like, there were mice traps with peanut butter. They prefer peanut butter over cheese. Because cheese goes hard and icky and they, you know. So grandma put peanut butter and I was constantly like, grandma, that mouse trap's full.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Since I've been in this house, I've caught two mice in the garage because I saw where they were shredding paper, mm-hmm. and so I set a trap, got one, and then I set it again, and then like months later, I got another one. But I've never seen like, trouble here at this house.
The cats really like their scent. Mice know
when if there's a cat in the mm-hmm. house. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that. That's probably another reason that the cats have been helpful, I guess, maybe with...
They're lovely. Because when I got Pooh Bear in my grandma's basement, like...
It was a rat killer, mouse killer?
Yeah. I would, like, wake up and Pooh Bear would be, like, darting across my chest. And I'm like, oh, you go, girl. And the mice...
Chased a mouse across your chest?
No, like, they would start making noises and she would wake up and...
Oh. Okay.
It wasn't too long after that they disappeared. I think the weirdest thing that I ever saw was when a tarantula, it was the fall, and I pulled into my grandma's house, into the garage, and she came out to greet me, and I'm like, ah! There was a tarantula just crawling across her garage floor, and I'm like, oh my God.
A real tarantula?
Yeah, like
They're in the wild there in Missouri?
Yeah, in the fall, like, I used to see them crossing the road. And stuff like that. But this...
I don't think I've ever seen one in the wild.
My grandma was just like, oh, get the broom. I'm like,
The weirdest thing that I've seen in the wild, and I've actually been stung by one, is scorpions.
Oh, I don't think I would like seeing that. I've never seen a scorpion.
Just go scurrying with their little claws and their mm-hmm. little tail.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Texas, we used to see those all the time. Mm-hmm. And one... got in my sleeping bag with me once and stung me on the leg.
Oh, did you cry?
I did. It feels like kind of like a cigarette burn.
Ouch.
Is what it, like somebody hit you with a, ow!
Mm.
Yeah.
But snakes were very common in Colorado, or in Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Not common here.
Not as common as Missouri.
But I hear they're becoming more common here.
So I've lived here since 2006. That is 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I hadn't seen a snake for probably 4 years, and then I saw one when I was on a bike path once, mm-hmm. and it was just slithering across. I don't know what kind it was, didn't close enough. And then it probably took another 4 years, 5 years, because last summer when we got all that rain, I saw like
several snakes
last year.
Well, they used to say it was like too cold for the snakes mm-hmm. around here, but...
It's
now I've been hearing about the rattlesnake warnings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then up in the mountains, they say it's too high, too cold.
And we saw a dead snake.
We saw a dead snake. And remember, everybody was...
Oh, no snakes are up here.
But then everybody was coming by to look at it. People were like, oh, look at that snake. Yeah. So I guess they're...
I'm worried about butterfly because I feel like one little bite of a snake and bam.
I think you should worry more about owls and hawks and things with her.
Yeah.
I always think of that movie with Sandra Bullock where the eagle swooped down and grabbed the dog and flew away.
Yes.
I think about that all the time when we hear owls. Mm-hmm. We have them here in the neighborhood. They sit on the house and the roof and you can hear them. And every once in a while, when I get up early in the morning and I put her out, mm-hmm. I think, should I stay out there with her? I don't want to hear, wah!
I don't even want to think about it.
She goes off up into the distance.
Oh.
She'd be good owl food, wouldn't she?
No, will you stop it? Now I'm going to have bad dreams about that.
You know how many little owl babies she would feed?
Will you please stop talking about our precious baby like that?
Look at that. She didn't even want to look at me while I'm talking like that.
No.
Wow. You all right there?
No.
Hey, we're going to start calling you owl food.
No,
how about
we're
we just call her owl?
No.
Not owl. Just call her owl. Short for owl.
She's getting groomed tomorrow. How long has it been since she's been groomed? She's a rusty dog.
She is a rusty vagina dog. It's been months, 3-4 months, if not.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Her ears are crusty. Her hair has gotten... She's a poodle, by the way. Anybody that's new that's listening, it's a teacup poodle. And she looks more like a stray shih tzu.
Yeah.
And I mean stray. Like, did y'all just
she's
take her off the side
the
of the road?
Oh, but...
But she goes through this thing. When she's groomed and she gets the poodle cut... She's cute, and we like her because she's all poodly looking.
But she's not cuddly.
But then she gets all fluffy, and you think, oh, we like her like this. And then all of a sudden, seems like overnight, it goes...
The fluff goes to crust.
And then she becomes a rusty vagina dog.
Yeah. So she's getting groomed tomorrow. She doesn't know what that word means. You would think she would know that word by now.
No, she knows when I pull up in front of the groomer...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the smell of the neighborhood. I don't know how dogs know stuff like that, but like right. They know their driveway sometimes. But when I turn to turn into the parking lot, she gets down. Like she's trying to look out the window and stuff on the ride. And then bump, bump. Oh, I think we're here. I'm going to slump down in the seat.
Maybe he won't see me.
Yeah.
She's a doll, though. I just got to love her. She's my bestie when you're out.
So what kind of dog are you getting next? Have you decided?
I don't know. I'm torn. When you're gone, I'm away. Even though I take my lunch break most days, like 99% of the time, I take an hour. I come home. I let the dogs out. I clean up any messes.
Because you're a good dog mom.
Right. And then I go back to work. Well, there are some days where I don't leave work till like 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
And you know you're coming home to a mess.
Right. And that's them being unattended for like 8 hours at a time. Like you were all stressed out yesterday because you're like, we're going to go home to a mess. We've been gone for eight, nine hours. I'm like, that's normal.
I know. But if we know that there's a certain time, typically about 5 to 6 hours at the most. And coming home last night, we found Moon Pie under the chair.
Right. So it's stuff like that where I'm like, maybe we shouldn't get another dog because we're not really great. When you're home, it's mm-hmm. good. But when you're not home and it's just me,
mm-hmm.
I'm not an awesome dog mom because I'm at work all day. And then I feel pressure to not have a life outside of work or home because when I'm not at work, I feel like I should be hanging out with the dogs.
Well, do you think it would be it's because Moon Pie is 17 and arthritic and getting dementia.
But I still don't want to miss any moments with her.
But do you think it'd be different if you had a new, younger dog that you might feel like, oh, like they're energetic, they're fine, they'll play together. Where Moon Pie, you're like, I know he's just been laying there. I need to put him outside to poop.
Right. I don't know. What I want a small dog, like butterfly size.
So like a miniature American Eskimo.
Yes. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But those are like pricey and total puppy mill dogs.
But we sort of fell in love with that pug dog for a while.
That was some energy.
And it was all, but it was a different energy dog. Like you got like, oh, I love the affection of this dog.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it doesn't feel like a typical dog.
Right. I don't know. Every dog's different. You know this more than I do. I've never owned dogs before you. And before your dogs.
I've never owned dogs before your dogs. And once you're cremated and in a necklace around my neck, then I'll own all your dogs.
Wow. Okie dokie. But, you know, we've got two cats. We've got two dogs. We have fish. We have enough animals.
And our fish, for the listeners here, they got ginormous. I have a pond waterfall in the back. And I knew that I had maybe about a dozen koi and goldfish. Maybe. That's what I was thinking.
Maybe.
I know over the years, a couple I've found dead. That listen on a regular basis know that there's been trials and tribulations with the water pond that's frozen over, and I've had to chop the ice to save them. And then there's times that the storm was so cold that the water pump I forgot to turn it off, and it pumped all the water out.
And it was like a half inch of water.
Like just barely any water. And you think, oh, I hope the fish didn't die. I'll add water. Well, this year, I had put in a new pump and a new filter, and the water got all nice and clear.
And we got new food that's for ponds.
Yeah. And I bet there's 20 fish
in this small pond. More. But I feel like, aren't koi the type of fish that will only grow to the amount of room that's available?
Yeah, that's what I've been told, that they grow to the size and they kind of fit
their home.
But some of these guys have gotten their... They look like they might be 6-7 inches long.
Yeah.
Some of them have gotten big.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we saw them, we went, damn.
I guess they survived the tribulations.
I guess they have. Not only have they survived, they have triumphed.
Flourished. They have had some babies. Yeah.
So that means they're sturdy, I guess. These fish are sturdy fish.
And so you said you're going to go buy some more fish food. So let me remind you to buy fish food for ponds.
Yes, because that's the one that helps keep the water clear. It doesn't turn to all icky and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, that's our podcast.
Well, that's our podcast.
I feel like on that note.
Did you think that was about, that's, yeah, that's good. Huh? We made it 50 minutes.
Yeah, I think so. Don't you?
Yeah,
Is there anything else you want to chat about?
No, I can't think of anything right off the bat, and I don't want to bore people any more than we already have.
Thank you for listening.
We do appreciate you guys
listening.
Share
with your friends.
Share and be sure and watch our vlog.
Go to YouTube. Find Wrinkled Sheets.
Mm-hmm. We try to do it every day. I try to do it every day.
I'm a bad vlogger.
She is a very bad vlogger. Every day I go. What did you vlog when you went? No.
I'm living my life.
But that's what you're supposed to vlog, is your life.
I know.
What makes you not vlog? While we're talking about it, what is there something?
I think I'm a little embarrassed to pull out my phone in public and start talking to it.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
More and more people do it,
I know.
And nobody says a word when I do it. I mean, nobody goes, what the hell are you doing, weirdo? I mean, I think people are so used to vlogs and vloggers and stuff now.
I don't know. I'm weird.
Like, I shot today at the store for today's vlog about Pringles. There's a lot of flavors missing. Like, there's not... Remember all the cool flavors that were out?
Like, they went through a stage.
Yeah, so I was standing there vlogging on the Pringles aisle, and this guy walks by and he goes, yeah, I know. Like, he kind of joined in while I was going... You guys, if you know what's happened to the Pringles or, you know.
There's a Pringles shortage in Colorado.
Yeah, I know.
See, I don't know. I'm embarrassed.
Really?
And I feel like when I vlog, I'm saying the same stuff. I'm doing the same stuff over and over. I'm getting my nails done. I'm, you know.
But you're getting a new color or you got a new style.
Hanging out with the dogs. Yeah, I totally skipped my nail appointment this last weekend for a good reason, but now I'm down two nails.
Because she bit them off.
No, I did not. This one I hit on the back of my car. That one I did bite off.
Okay, I got one right.
One. 50%.
But you do different things all the time. When you go, the vlogs that we like, that we watch.
I know. I like.
We talk about the same. Look, what are they doing? They're showing what they're grocery shopping.
I know.
Are you yawning? Are you bored now?
Did you know what? You?
What?
I think I'm better at vlogging when you're here. Because you just hit record and I stand there and smile.
That does not how it works.
I know.
That was really loud.
I'm sorry. I'm back.
Are you done?
No, I feel bad because I'm not a good vlogger. I'm not the vlogger you want me to be.
But you started off vlogging well. What
did
happened?
I?
Yeah. When we first started talking, you did. And then like, I'll go, hey, did you vlog your trip to, no. Hey, when you went to get your pedicure, did you, no.
I'm sorry. I suck.
But you know the girls would be happy to be like, they'd be all like, hey. If you were to vlog, you know your nail girls would be like, I'm in.
You've been needing a pedicure for a while. You should vlog that soon.
Okay. Maybe I will. Maybe I will do that.
I like it. I like when my man has good toes.
I will, but I want you to vlog something.
Okay.
Something.
I'll vlog
people
something.
People listening, write and tell her she needs to vlog more.
What do you want to see me vlogging?
Anything. They love the thing of the, well, I shot it, but it was you cooking the, making the
Fruity Pebbles
the Fruity
cheesecake.
Pebble cheesecake. That's been blowing up. People
Has
commenting
it?
On it and everything.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, but that was me shooting. You wouldn't even probably have shot your own self.
No.
Because a lot of people that cook shoot their own. Hey, this is the ingredients I have today. Look at the. So what is it?
I'm just not cool enough. I'm just not cool enough. I just don't know.
Just promise you'll try harder.
I am.
To your listeners right here and your viewers right now, say that you will try harder.
I'll try harder, Steve.
As she yawns into the microphone. Okay, that's it. We're leaving. We're
tired.
Done. It just hits you
day.
Like all of a sudden.
I know. So bad.
All right. Well, say goodnight then.
Goodnight then.
All right. Tell them how to find us.
Well, you can find us on Facebook at Wrinkled Sheets Podcast, yeah. I believe. YouTube, Wrinkled Sheets. Twitter. Wrinkled Sheets, the one after the number one after it.
Don't do just at Wrinkled Sheets. That bitch is mean.
We haven't heard from her in a while.
I know. I don't think people have made a mistake lately.
Thanks, guys. And share us with your friends. Just share. Go on iTunes. Write a review.
Yeah.
Spread the word.
All right, guys. Till next time.
Bye.